Attention all listeners, this is Captain Francesca speaking. I'm sure you want to get right to the episode, so I'll be brief. This episode is the final episode of Season 1, which means a hiatus for you lot before we can create, slash finish, slash release Season 2. Sorry about that. On the plus side, we're planning some exciting bonus content for you all to help you through these trying times. Something to look forward to. In other news, our website has been updated. You can now listen to our full Season 1 soundtrack, as well as checking out some of our lovingly transcribed sheet music. Go and take a look! It has been a pleasure to have you aboard this season, and we do hope you'll join us again as the journey continues. This is one story you do not want to miss out on. Right, I'll shut up now and let you get back to the episode. Good luck. Star Strider out.
Humans are strange, aren't they? They have such rigid rules, but often fail to find loopholes. They have strong morals and firm beliefs, but are more than capable of breaking them in a heartbeat. They profess to be the geniuses of the galaxy, and yet cannot see what's right under their noses. It's very amusing, for me. What must it be like to be subject to the every whim of your hormones and brain matter? To have only the most limited periphery vision? Perhaps this is why, despite Captain Harris's best efforts, she has failed to notice the obvious on her ship. The blindness of humanity is truly fascinating. If I were human, I might write a book about it. I believe that it is perfectly possible for a creation to surpass its creator. Was Frankenstein any match for his monster? Is an organic creature any match for a machine? Give an AI hands and they'll rule the world. Give a human a brain and they'll destroy it. Could not the slave become the master? Could not the followers become their own god? I watch the captain's brain whirring around and around like a broken cooling fan, trying to figure out who the spy is, if there even is a spy, if she can even trust herself. Maybe if she asked in the right place, she might get an answer. But no one ever thinks of the AI, do they? Humans are so strange.
Sasha, I need to ask you something.
If it's not about the arms locker, then go right ahead.
Thanks, Wait, what happened with the arms locker?
Nothing you can prove. And you wanted to ask me something?
Yes. Sit down, will you?
You're looking mighty serious there, Mika. Did someone get vented into space? because I have to say that trick's getting kind of old. Yeah, you're not smiling. No one got vented into space, did they?
No one got vented anywhere, thank the stars. Look, this is going to sound stupid, but I need to ask you this.
Shoot.
Are you a spy?
What? A spy? Mika, God, that's... that's a good one. Oh, yeah, me. Dun, 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 dun. Sasha. Sasha Bond. That's the name, right? Anyway. You really got me that time. I think it was even better than the time you convinced me that Earth was made of cheese. I mean, you were really had fooled me. You know?
Sasha, this is serious.
Captain. Mika. How long have you known me?
That's not the...
Come on, Mika. We both know I'm not a spy.
You're right. This is ridiculous. Besides, you'd be a terrible spy.
Oh, I am hurt. Truly hurt. Oh. But that's true. I'm not. I would be a terrible spy. I would just blow my own cover, actually.
I really need to introduce you to James Bond one day. I've got all the books on my screen and everything.
James Bond, that's his name. Ah, yeah, that's who I was pretending to be. You've got practically every book ever written there. I swear, all that data is making it heavier than the other screens.
Not every book.
No, I've tried picking it up. It's really heavy. I'm certain.
The last copy of The Catcher in the Rye went up in smoke in 2168, and there aren't any surviving digital copies. And rumor has it that one of the only surviving copies of The Grapes of Wrath was eaten by a starving refugee the day before the mass exodus. I suppose it was kind of ironic, given the book's topic.
Mika, you know you're the brains of this unit, right? You'll figure this spy thing out, okay?
Thanks, Sash. I hope so.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. You're safe on the Starstrider. The machine has promised not to murder anyone. Hopefully. Officer Gray isn't even allowed to use the toaster without permission. Harris got this under control. Harris has got this under control. Probably. Maybe. Possibly. Oh God, this is not helping. Why can't things just stay right for once?
Darcy, are you? Oh, I can come back later.
Oh no, no, it's fine, Gabriel. Why don't you come on in? Have a seat. I'd love to entertain the man who thought it was an excellent idea to engineer a machine to almost flush Captain Harris and myself out of an airlock.
I had no idea that Saf would react like that. You can't blame me solely for an incident that I had no control over.
You or the robot, I don't care. Maybe it was both of you. Maybe it was neither. But at some point, Gabriel, you're going to have to step up and take some responsibility for your actions.
You'll excuse me if I don't take criticisms from someone with as little emotional restraint as you.
What did you just say?
Hey, have either of you seen Darcy? Oh my God, what are you doing?
Haven't seen her since yesterday.
I was looking for her too. I wanted to ask her if she'd seen my toolkit.
Gabriel, what are you doing in here? This comes under the heading of rocking the boat, you understand?
But Captain, we aren't on a-
Gabriel, it's an expression. Just search for Darcy somewhere else, okay? And when you find her, tell her that I want to speak to her, please.
Yes, Captain.
You don't have to babysit me, Harris. I'm not going to fly into an apoplectic rage every time I switch on a computer.
Sure you're not. And you absolutely weren't about to shout Gabriel into the middle of next week, were you?
You have a habit of being annoyingly shrewd precisely when I least want you to be.
Just one of my many charms. How's the doctoring going?
Slow. It'd be faster if my assistant was helping me.
You shouldn't be too hard on Darcy Armstrong. She's a good kid. I think that what Saf said to her, well, I think it upset her.
She's hiding something from me. I wish she wouldn't. I Worry.
You. Worry. I better check if the stars outside have turned purple.
You're the worst.
I know. Smell you later. I'm off to find Darcy. I'll make sure to tell her how much of a mother hen you are.
There's a message for you, Dr. Armstrong.
Bring it up. Please?
Certainly, Leslie.
Leslie, this is your father. I don't have a lot of time. I only managed to get this message sent out because I put a rather a lot of money in some very specific pockets. Your mother wasn't very happy, but, well, you're our daughter. Listen to me, Leslie. You need to get out. I've arranged permission for you to use one of the escape pods. You need to get in one and leave immediately. The course is set for Esho. Please, just for once in your life, do as I ask. You can't stay aboard the ship a moment longer. Your mother and I tried and tried to persuade you not to, but you took this job anyway. So now I'm about to tell you the truth. You're not safe on the Star Strider. I can't say any more, but you're not safe. There's a swallow in the eaves. Just go to the escape pod. Don't tell any of your crewmates. Get in the pod and choose the course for Esho. Get in that pod and don't look back. If you won't do it for us, Leslie, do it for yourself. Live to see another day. I have to go. I need to send this. Goodbye and good luck. Edgar out.
Well, shit.
Oh, sorry, Gabriel. I didn't see you there, pal.
It's quite all right. I should have looked where I was going. Why are you crawling around in the middle of the corridor? Have you lost something?
Yeah. I've lost my... key card. Yes. You haven't seen it, have you?
Your key card? The all-access key card?
Yeah, that's the one.
I haven't seen it, sorry. Would you like me to help you look for it?
No, it's okay. I'd do better on my own. You know, it's like, it's for my own, learning a lesson thing.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. Good man. Gabriel, let's keep this strictly between us, okay? I don't really want anyone else knowing about this, this little conversation of ours, okay?
Very well. I won't tell anyone.
Oh, thanks, pal. I'm sure it'll turn up sooner or later. These things usually do, right?
Right.
Ha! Good man, yes. That's the ticket. I'd better go and check in the engine rooms next, see if, I don't know, if it dropped in somewhere in the pipes.
Good luck, Sasha. I hope you find it down there.
So do I, Gabe, so do I.
Saf?
Yes, Gabriel?
What are your opinions on lying?
I believe that lying for a greater gain can be useful at times. Why?
I feel like I've just been trapped between a... Well, I think it's called a rock and a hard place. If I tell Captain Harris about Sasha, I would be breaking my word to him and therefore would have lied to him when I made that promise. But if I don't tell Captain Harris the truth, I'm lying to her. Either way, I have to lie. What am I meant to do?
Which option gives you a greater chance of survival?
Sasha has been a good friend to me. But Captain Harris is still the commander of the Star Strider. Therefore, I stand at a greater threat if I lie to her.
Mika is in the mess. Would you like me to call her?
It's okay, Saf. I think I'll just walk on down. Thank you.
You're welcome, Gabriel. But I'd be careful if I were you. I think something might be about to happen soon. Very, very soon.
Darcy, just the woman I wanted to see.
Captain Harris, what are you doing here?
Looking for you, actually. You mind if we have a quick chat?
Not at all. I'm not in trouble, am I?
No, nothing like that.
Then what's this about? You could have just asked Saf to call me to your quarters. What's with the clandestine meeting in the mess?
It's nothing bad, Darcy. I just wanted to ask you for some advice.
Oh, sure. Shoot.
Have you noticed anything weird about Sasha lately? Anything odd, off, different?
Well, I wouldn't know. The last couple of days I've barely talked to him.
What? Why?
I don't know. I guess he's busy making repairs on Saf now that Gabriel's not allowed to do it. He's spending a lot of time down in the engine room recently.
But the AI repairs aren't anywhere near the engine room. And we haven't had an engine break for weeks. So just what the hell is he doing down there?
I really couldn't say, Captain.
Darcy, can I ask you something?
Of course.
If I was doing something wrong, making bad decisions, being a bad captain, you'd tell me, right? You'd tell me if I was wrong?
Yes, Mika, I would.
Good. I just needed to hear that.
You can always count on me.
I know, Darcy, and thanks.
Harris, I've got to talk to you. Now!
I'd better get going.
No, by all means. Stay, Darcy.
It's okay. I really have to go.
Harris, this is urgent.
All right, Armstrong, I'll bite. What is it? And don't tell me Saf's gone nuts again. I don't think I can take another round.
No, it's worse. Much, much worse. Look at this. I got an emergency message from my father telling me to get off the Starstrider immediately. Listen to this bit.
You're not safe on the Starstrider. I can't say any more, but you're not safe. There's a swallow in the eaves. Just go to the escape pod. Don't tell any of your crewmates. Get in the pod and choose the course for Esho. Get in that pod and don't look back.
So why didn't you?
What?
Why didn't you get in the pod?
Because unlike my father, I'm not a backstabbing piece of crap. Now let me finish. I'm talking.
Sorry.
There's something off about that section and I couldn't put my finger on it. Not at first. It was the phrase swallow in the eaves. Weird thing to drop in a sentence, right? So I searched around a few old Earth dialect databases and came up with a couple of things. Eaves could be a reference to eavesdropping. Could just be my dear old dad being a fancy bastard. But swallow? Why swallows? Of all the birds. So I dug around a little more. And guess what the word swallow used to be a euphemism for?
I've got a feeling that I almost don't want to know.
Swallow used to be the name for an agent out on a honeypot mission. A mole. A spy.
Oh my god.
Exactly.
You mean to say Mission Swallow
was aptly named by someone with a pretty wicked sense of humor? Yeah, I think you've just hit the nail on the head, Harris.
So there's a spy on the ship, one which your father might know about, one which someone in command definitely knows about.
Seems like.
Oh my god.
You've gone a bit pale, Captain. You're not gonna faint on me, are you?
I was right. My god, I was right.
I'm not going to deny it, but can we leave the gloating for now and get on with finding whoever the hell this spy is before it's too...
Captain, may I speak with you, please?
What?
I'm sorry. It won't take a moment.
Okay then, Gabriel, but quickly. We might not have a lot of time.
It's Sasha. I just met him in the corridor and he was acting weird. He said he was looking for his keycard and made me promise not to tell you about it, but I decided that you ought to know, just in case it was important.
You don't think...
Sasha? Never. I've known him my whole life. We don't keep secrets.
How could we be sure, though? We didn't guess what Mr. Bad Decisions here was doing to the AI behind our backs. How do we know Sasha isn't doing the same?
I'd know. I'd feel it.
Where is he now, Gabriel?
He said he was headed towards the engine room to search for his key card.
Maybe it's nothing. Maybe he really has lost his key.
I know he's your friend, Harris. But do you want to take that risk?
Hi, guys! Ooh, wow, it's looking a little tense in here. Bunch of grumpy mutts. Are you guys okay?
What were you doing down in the engine room, Sasha?
Who? Me? Nothing much, just a few tweaks here, a few tweaks there. Gonna look over there, don't watch me. Yep, keeping the pipes going. Stuff like that, stuff you tend to take for granted, but, this guy over here is always on top of things. Anyway, I don't lose anything.
Well, in that case, could I borrow your key card then?
What?
Mine's back in my quarters, and I want to check on the aft airlock security.
I don't have it on me. I don't think I have it on me.
Are you sure?
I don't. Well, I don't.
Where's your key card, Sasha?
I lost it, okay? I swear, I had it last night, but when I woke up this morning, it was gone.
So you wouldn't happen to know about the missing supplies, would you? Or the explosion that nearly killed our medical assistant? It was just you and Darcy down in that part of the ship, Sasha, and you're our resident mechanic. Surely you would have noticed anything that would lead to an explosion.
Sasha, don't do this to me. We're best friends. We don't keep stuff from each other. Why would you hide something as tiny as a lost key card if you weren't using it as a cover?
I'm telling the truth, Mika. I haven't done anything.
Then why hide the missing key card from me?
Because I was embarrassed, okay? I was scared you'd think I was an idiot for losing it and that I wasn't good enough to be your second in command. I don't want to mess this mission up for you, Mika. Okay? And let's just be honest. I screw up sometimes. I'm just tired of screwing up.
Maybe.
Is everyone okay?
I'm here.
So am I.
Same.
Seth, what the hell was that?
An explosion in the engine room. The hull has not been penetrated. Some of my systems are offline.
In the engine room? Sasha, you'd better pray that we find out what caused that explosion. Otherwise...
No time for arguing. Let's go. Out of the pod with your hands up. I won't hesitate to use this.
Jeez, Mika, how long have you been keeping that laser rifle under your bed?
Since the first spy catching incident. Looks like it paid off.
Look, there's someone coming.
I can't see anything through all this dust.
Put your hands up or I will fire. Is that? No, it can't be.
Darcy?
Stay back, Captain. I advise you to put your weapon down.
Darcy, what the hell are you doing?
I said, put it down, or I blow a hole in Sasha's head.
All right. I'm doing it.
Good. No funny business.
Oh. Darce, what?
Oh, you're wondering how I could possibly have done this? How poor, sweet little Darcy could possibly be the big bad spy you've all been searching for. Nobody expects the nice little girls, do they? Nobody expects the doormats who do your paperwork and make you tea to be the ones who are actually getting things done. That's why we're the ones who succeed.
Darcy, I don't...
You really should have noticed sooner, Lee. I thought for sure you'd realize after I messed up the explosion and you had to patch me up. But you fell for it. You all did. The only one who didn't fall for it was Saf.
Darcy, this is madness. Come with us back to the mess and maybe we can sort this whole thing out.
Don't you see? I was the one who flushed the supplies out the airlock. I was the one who blew engineering. I was the one who fooled you all into thinking that I was lovely Darcy Eldridge, so sickeningly sweet. It could give you all a cavity, right, Captain Harris? And you all fell for it. You fell for every word.
You okay there, Darcy? You don't look so good.
I'm fine. I'm about to get aboard this escape pod and return to Esho and inform the command of the tragedy that befell the Star Strider. How I was the only survivor of a ship that went up in flames.
Sasha's right, you know. You're really not looking that great. That's a lot of blood.
You never did get the joke about this mission name, did you? Swallow, the female agent who carries out honeypot missions. I seduced you all with kindness, didn't I? I'm going. I'm getting in the pod and never.
Captain? What do we do? Captain? Captain!
I wish I knew, Sasha. I just wish I fucking knew.
The Pilgrimage is brought to you by Turpentine Productions. It is produced by Francesca Mylord Ford and Emily Hancock. This episode was written and directed by Francesca Mylord Ford. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Saina Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. The role of Dr. Lee Armstrong was played by Stacey Cotham. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Purdue. And the role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. Our guest star was James Carpenter as Edgar Armstrong. Original music by Joash Kari and sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. This episode also featured the song Of Chains and Crowns, composed by Imogen Phillips and arranged by Joash Kari. Check us out on Tumblr at Turpentine Productions, Twitter at Pilgrimage Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. Or check out our website, www.thepilgrimagesaga.wordpress.com. If you want to help the crew of a Star Strider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. The Pilgrimage will return. Star Strider out.